Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Thank you very much, Chuck, for that wonderful introduction. It is indeed time for Over the Back Fence on this Saturday, June 24th, 11:06 on the clock. I am your host, Seth. Thanks for joining me today on this lovely Saturday in central Wisconsin or wherever you happen to be catching us today. Thanks for joining me. We are proudly brought to you by Jeff Clark & Associates, 3340 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids for your Medicare, health, life insurance needs. They have a no-cost consultation. Just go ahead and call 424-4101, 424-4101, and set up that no-cost consultation today. You can also check out their website, jca-insurance.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. A shout-out to our sponsors, Jeff Clark and Associates. Lots to get to today, of course. We've got our normal features. We've got our mailbag items. We've got our news and notes and our calendar of events. We're going to check up and see what's happening with the rafters, of course. I'm having some good luck lately. Or is it skill? I guess let's call it skill. It's more important to get that right, right? But most of all, 424-2600 is the number to call to be on these airwaves if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. Want to talk about events happening throughout Wisconsin, in central Wisconsin specifically. Also, rummage sales. If you've got any sales going on, give us a call, 424-2600, so we can let people know to get people out there. It's a great day for that. Of course, going on as we speak, the Farmers Market, the downtown Farmers Market, is happening until 2 o'clock today. Head on over there. It's another great day to do that. Great food, great produce, lots of fun stuff. We'll get into a little bit more about what's going on there today as well as what's coming up. All kinds of stuff going on this week as we prepare for the 4th of July. Lots of great events happening for that as well. So stay tuned as we get into all of that. First things first, though, let's take a look and see what happened last night at Witterfield. A rare home game happening this week. It seems like they've been on the road for quite a bit. They are going to be heading into Michigan. They've got a couple of sets in Michigan coming up. But first of all, what happened last night? Well, they were winners once again. Identical score to Thursday, 3-1. Rafters scored all 3 runs in the 6th inning to take the lead, and they kept it from there. They outhit the Dock Spiders 6-5. No errors. Once again, the Rafters solidifying their defense, which is a great thing. And it looks like the pitching is still going strong. Hope you had a chance to check out the game last night to go in person. If not, you can always hear it on these airwaves, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, the home of the Rafters, every single game broadcast here. It's been a great season so far. The Rafters have been not like last year. That was kind of a special year, but they have a lot of guys coming back, and they're looking pretty good so far this year. After kind of a slow start, they've really turned it on lately. And so check it out here. Unless you're planning on going to Michigan today over the next couple of days, they're going to be playing Battle Creek tonight. Pregame starts at 5:20. Of course, they're in the Eastern time zone, so it's 5:20 here. And then tomorrow on Sunday, pregame starts at 12:20, an afternoon game in Battle Creek. From there, they're going to move on to Traverse City. On Monday, the pregame starts at 5:50 p.m. for that one. So you're going to have to listen to WFHR, either over the airwaves or, even better, stream us. Check out the Civic Media app. You can download it on both Apple and Android products now. We've got a brand spanking new, looks great, sounds great. Check it out. Download it. You can get all of our content, not only from WIRI, our sister station, but right here, WFHR as well. And while we're on the subject of streaming content, don't forget we've got lots of local shows coming up, especially tomorrow. At 1 o'clock, we're going to have a rebroadcast of Tim the Polka Guy's polka show that he put together for this weekend. If you missed it at 7 o'clock this morning, you have a chance to check it out tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Perfect time for a little polka to get your Sunday going. It looks like it's going to be a little rainy tomorrow, which is good. We definitely need the rain, 100%. But maybe it's a good day to stay inside. Take in the polka show, and then later on in the day, no Rafters game to go to. After the Rafters game, as I just realized that tomorrow there will be no polka show at 1 o'clock because it's preempted by Rafters baseball. Oh, goodness. So check out the game tomorrow at 12:20. That's the pregame starts for the Rafters. After that, starting at 6 o'clock, of course, Seth Faces the Music. Finally, I get to do a new show this week. It seems like it's been forever. And it has been 3 weeks since I've put together a new show because of the Rafters. That's okay. James said it yesterday. I will gladly give up my spot for Rafters baseball. But, hey, the time is there today, or tomorrow, I should say, and we're ready to go. So 6 to 8, we've got the theme this week for Seth Faces the Music, The City. Songs about cities in general. Now, you may remember a little while back, I did a show about specific cities. Songs with city names in them. This is not that. This is a little different, just cities in general. And I'm sure right off the top of your head, you can think of a couple. They may well be in the show tomorrow. 6 to 8 Sunday nights, Seth Faces the Music. Go check it out tomorrow. After that, from 8 to 9, we have a rebroadcast of Director's Cut, the tribute to Jeff Goss. If you missed it the first time around, check it out this Sunday. Great conversation about Weevil, if you knew him as that, the band, his legacy, all of his playing, and all of his friends. It's a great show. Check it out tomorrow from 8 to 9, rebroadcast on Director's Cut. We've got some great stuff coming up on that as well. Don't forget, during the week, we have a new morning show on WIRI, Wiscountry. From 7 to 8 o'clock, we've got the Sunrise Show. Join James and his guest hosts as they go through some country coffee and conversation to start off your morning. And then, when you're done there, move on right over to here to WFHR from 8 to 10. It's the morning show. Let you know and love all the great stuff. We've got Misty's Menu. We've got Star of the Day. We've got Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, Pet of the Week. All of your features are still there from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday. And, of course, we are still talking about the move to the afternoon of the magazine show. First of all, of course, live on Mondays at 3 o'clock, Playmakers, still there, just in the afternoon. And then Tuesday through Friday, Midday Magazine from 3 to 4 here on WFHR. Don't forget, if you haven't had a chance to check it out in the afternoon, do so this week. All right, let's go ahead and grab our first phone call of the day. Good morning, you're on the show.
Yes, I have four pair of ladies size 14 blue jeans for sale, and in very good condition, and one pair is brand new from Fleet Farm. They're Carhartt jeans. So I just want $30 for all four pair.
Okay.
And they can phone 715-886-4677, and if no answer, just leave a message and I'll call you back.
886-4677.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Got some ladies' pants for sale, a whole bunch of them there. 886-4677, 886-4677 if you're interested. Leave a message. If there is no answer, she will get back to you. That is how easy it is, ladies and gentlemen, to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. 424-2600 is the number to call in studio here. And looks like we're going to head into our first break here. Don't forget, coming up, we've got our mailbag items, news and notes, calendar of events, all kinds of goodies coming up here on our Saturday show. Don't forget to call in 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Four 424-2600 is the number to call. We get on these airwaves looking to buy or sell items, talk about events in the area, anything else you want to chat about here on this Saturday. It's 11:17 on the clock. I'm your host, Seth. Thanks, everyone, so much for joining me today on this lovely Saturday. I'm going to get into our mailbag items, our news and notes right now, but please call 424-2600. While I'm doing that, I will finish reading what's in front of me, and I will get to your call as soon as I possibly can. All right, opening the mailbag here, we got a couple of items today for sale. A Coleman cooler. It is a 48-quart, brand new. Looking $25 for that one. Asking $25, 715-423-3775, 423-3775. The number to call if you're interested in that Coleman cooler, 48 quarts, and it is brand new. We have someone here who is in need of a little help, a ride, if you are able. A person who lives in the Kellner area and needs a ride to Wausau for a doctor's appointment, 10 o'clock this coming Monday, 10 o'clock on Monday. And they want to know if anyone's going that way. They need a ride there and back again. 424-2216, 424-2216, the number to call if you can help out this person. That's Monday at 10. They need a ride to Wausau for a doctor's appointment. The appointment is at 10, so of course you'd have to leave before that. But if you can help them out, call 424-2216. And greatly appreciated, not only by us, but I'm sure by that person who needs the ride. That's it for the mailbag today. If you would like to put something into our mailbag, there's a lot of ways you can do it. You can stop in person here at 1690 2nd Avenue South. Woo! Take two. 1690 2nd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. We're right across from the Armory. We're right kitty corner from the DMV on the roundabout. You cannot miss us. We're open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. That's our normal business hours. Come in and say hi to Pam, and she will take what information you have and put it into the mailbag, and we appreciate that, of course. While you're here, if you haven't done so yet already, you can take a tour of our studios. We'd love to see you. So drop in anytime. We are open, and we would love to talk to you. You can also email otbf at wfhr.com. You can email me directly, seth at civicmedia.us. Or you can call in 424-1300. That is our business line. You can leave a message, or if Pam answers, you can just give her that information as well. If you do email, please remember, limit it to 3 items. And of course, a good description of the item or items is very helpful for us as we read it over the airwaves. Also, the contact information is very, very important, of course. So double check that as you send it in so we can give them the right information. All right, turning now to our calendar of events and our news and notes. Once again, 424-2600 is the number to call. And keep those calls coming in while I'm going through all of this information. First, some general interest items here that we want to continue to remind people about. Like we do every week, stuff. The desk is coming up in August. Okay, so we got a little ways to go, a couple of months before that happens. But if you are in need, if you are one of the people that would like to sign up for Stuff the Desk, the deadline for that is Thursday, August 3rd. Of course, you've got plenty of time. It's June right now. Still have plenty of time, but we ask that you do that quickly. One of the reasons why is that you will be giving a pickup time. And, of course, all these slots will be filling up. Each time slot is limited to 125 students, so the earlier the better. You can get the time slot that you wish. It's really easy to sign up. Go ahead to their website, uwswac.org. That's the United Way. Click the Stuff the Desk banner. You can sign up that way. You can also call 211 or 877-947-2211, Monday through Friday between 8 and 5, and they can sign you up that way as well. It is very important to register. Walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday, August 19th between 10 and 10:30 a.m. Supplies are not guaranteed, of course, so we strongly encourage you to sign up to make sure you are eligible. Stuff the Desk will be taking place August 18th and 19th at the East Junior High School, the former East Junior High School, 311 Lincoln Street in Rapids. Keep all that in mind, of course. We'll be talking to Terry and other folks from the United Way as that deadline comes up, and to remind you of what times and when you need to do that. Another reminder that the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools are offering free meals for kids, every child under the age of 18 in Rapids this summer. Right now, there's a couple places to get breakfast and a couple places to get lunch. Monday through Friday, you can get breakfast at Lincoln High School. That's through July 20th. They will be taking a break for the July 4th holiday, the 3rd and the 4th. That's available from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. Monday through Friday at Lincoln High School. Also at Rams, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School will also be offering breakfast through July 28th. They will be taking the week of the 4th of July off of Independence Day week off from the 3rd to the 7th, so keep that in mind. They're open every weekday through the 28th from 8 to 8:30 a.m., so that's a little bit shorter. As they prep for summer school, that is what that is for, but you can go in and get a breakfast there as well. There are also lunches being made available at Mead Park. That's through August 18th, except for the holiday week coming up, 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. And then at Witter Park, the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center will also be offering lunches until through August 18th, except for the week of the holiday, 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. Please note that all meals must be consumed on site and cannot be taken as to-go meals. And these are provided to, like I said before, all children under the age of 18 are eligible for these free meals. Shout out to our public school system, all the great stuff they do. If you want to hear an interview with the student services person within the Wisconsin Rapids Public School on Friday for Midday Magazine, go check out the archive. Go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, click on Midday Magazine, and you will see an interview James did with the superintendent, Craig Broren, and also Steve Hepp, who is the in charge of student services, and they'll talk all about these free meals and other kinds of things that are offered by the public school district here in Rapids. Can't thank them enough for all that they do. The Southwood County YMCA is offering their summer camps every week this year throughout the summer. Check out their website, swcymca.org, to see more information about that. You can also call 715-818-9622. This week, it's sports week. June 19th through the 23rd, it's for the sports enthusiasts of all levels and ages. Take part in fun and active all-ball games, gaga ball, dodgeball, flag football, basketball, pickleball, kickball, soccer, and a variety of camp-style games. If you are enjoying sports, especially that sports played with some kind of a ball, this is your week. It's going to be a lot of fun. The weather looks like it's going to be cooling off this week as well, so it might be a good time to have some outside fun with all of these sports, these ball sports that will be offered by the YMCA coming up this week. They'll be offering new day camp, summer camp stuff all summer long, so we'll continue to talk about that on these airwaves. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence. Looking ahead to this week and what's being offered at our friends at the Lowell Center, located at 220 3rd Avenue South, they are in the Centralia Center. For more information, 421-1051, 421-1051, the number to call. To highlight some of the fun stuff that they're going to be doing this week, on Monday the 26th at 1:30, the book club will be going over The Water Dancer. On Wednesday the 28th, we got a couple of fun things happening. Not only at 1 o'clock does Bunko coming back, but mini golf at Newman's at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. Mini golf, Newman's, what more could be better? Ice cream afterwards. Ah, what a great afternoon. Go and have fun with that. Then on Thursday the 29th at 1:30, Puzzle Palooza. I don't know if that's just crossword puzzles, jigsaw puzzles? I don't know. Maybe you'll have to go and find out what puzzles they're talking about. Nothing like a good jigsaw puzzle, though, right? So that's what's happening at the Lowell Center this week. Our good friends over there are glad to talk about all the fun things they have planned over there. All right, let's go ahead and look at some events that are happening not only this weekend, but heading into next week and the run-up to the 4th of July weekend and beyond. Couple of brat fries this week. So go have a brat. Hey, you know what? You could have a brat for lunch, and then you can go have a brat for supper? Tell me that's not like the perfect Wisconsin summer day. I'm just saying. First, we're going to talk about VFW and VVA Brat Fry. It's happening on at the West Grand Avenue Quality Foods, IGA. Till 2 o'clock, it's going on right now. Go get a brat. Get some great food. Talk to the vets. Thank them. If nothing else, just say hi. They're wonderful people. They want to chat, just like so many people. So go ahead and then get a brat at the same time. It's a win-win situation. Now, if you are looking for a brat a little bit later in the day today and tomorrow, the Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club is hosting a brat fry. Started yesterday, but they're continuing it today till 5 and then tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's to support the 11 team members from the Lincoln, Nakusa, Port Edwards, and Adams Friendship High School Trap Team, who earned their spot to compete at the U.S. High School Clay Target League Nationals in Mason, Michigan in July. How cool is that? Help them with some money so they can go to this. It's so cool. All proceeds, of course, raised will help cover travel expenses for the families. Support the team at the Brat Fry. It's held at 998 Ranger Road in Wisconsin Rapids. That's going until 5 o'clock today. And then Sunday from 9 to 3. Help support our trap shooting team of the area of Central Wisconsin here as they go to Nationals in Michigan in July. That is very, very cool. I can't think of another better way to spend a little money, get a brat, and help some local folks out. Both vets and the trap shooting team, very, very cool. I mentioned earlier in the show, the downtown farmers market is going on right now. Till 2 o'clock today. It's every Thursday and Saturday through October. You'll find fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, and of course free activities for kids as well. It's located at First Avenue South between West Grand and Goggin Street. Today they have the Lincoln High School Mariachi Band performing. Very cool. Plus Safe Kids of Wood and Clark Counties will also be there today. Coming up on Thursday, the 29th, we've got KC Twist Balloon Creations. Okay, I know balloon creations are for kids, but seriously, who doesn't like watching a balloon artist work? Isn't that cool? You could admit it, adults. It's cool to see. It's all right. You can get your balloon animal, too. I give you permission. It's okay. It's summer. Let's all be like kids for a little bit, huh? Even for a little while. That's coming up on Thursday at the Downtown Farmers Market. Don't forget, it's going on right now as well. All right, before we keep going on with our events here, let's go ahead and grab ourselves a phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yes. I got some stone that if they wanted to use it for, like, the edging of their garden, you know, or flower garden or like that, you know, making a little edging.
Okay.
And I got extras, and I need it to be moved away.
Okay.
Somebody can just come and get it. It's free.
Okay.
There are different sizes.
All right. Do you want to give a phone number or an address?
I've used it in my past myself. When they come out here, they'll see that how much I've used it.
But okay, sure.
I've got more than I can handle.
All right. Where can they reach you?
You can reach me at, you want an address, you want a phone number?
You get both or either, doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll get both. Okay, my phone number is 715-459-5654, and I live right at the Juneau Wood County intersection on G.
Okay. So yeah, you're at the Juneau Wood County intersection on G. Okay, that's where you're located.
They have to drive in on just a little bit on the county line, not much.
Okay.
My mailbox right there.
All right, sounds good. If you want to give her a call, 459-5654, the number to call, right?
All right.
All right. Yes. Thanks so much for the call. Right. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. If you can help her out by getting rid of that edging, that'd be great. You heard the address. You can also call up. Let her know you're coming. I think that'd be a good courtesy. 459-5654, the number to call if you want to help her out with that. And she can also give you more specific directions as well to where she is located. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right. Moving on to Sunday. Our friends over at the Seventh-day Adventist Church at 611 24th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids are offering a free community meal tomorrow, June 5th, 25th at 3 p.m. It's going from 4 to 6. All are welcome. This is a Friends Feeding Friends event, is what they are calling it. Once again, 611 24th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. That's the Seventh-day Adventist Church. It's going to doors open at 3. The meal is from 4 to 6. Go ahead and check it out. That's tomorrow on Sunday. Blood drives, always important around here. We've got one coming up on Monday from 2 to 7 p.m. at the former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged. Call 866-566-5900 to schedule with the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, who they want to remind you is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Good to keep in mind. Walk-ins are welcome as well, so don't let that stop you. Once again, 2 to 7 on Monday, former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Okay, a couple more events here we're going to get into before we take our next break. If you were not able to attend the ALICE, United for ALICE event, this was a presentation about what the ALICE report is, what it shows about our community, that was held on the 22nd on Thursday at McMillan Library. They have another opportunity to do that this coming Tuesday at 9 a.m. at the Adams County Community Center, room 145B. That's the 27th, 9 a.m. at the Adams County Community Center. Registration is appreciated. Contact Ben at 421-0390 or Ben at uwswac.org. Of course, this is put on by the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. If you want more information, this is a great opportunity to do that. You can learn more. And we appreciate, of course, not only the fact that the United Way does the ALICE report, but all the great data and information that we get from that. All right, we're going to take a break right now. Come back. We've got more events coming up for this week, heading into the weekend with some more 4th of July stuff. We get a little information about what's coming up on the 4th. And what else is happening? Of course, more of your phone calls, 424-2600, to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. You're having a good one in here, too.
1 month ago today.
Hope it's definitely going better than him, than his life is going right now. We're going to get back into our calendar of events here in just a minute. But first, let's grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. You're reaching for the deep cut there. That was a nice track.
Wasn't that a good one? Yeah, yeah.
Well, I got some bad news, and that is that plans have changed for myself. I was supposed to go to Zach Brown Band tonight at Country Fest.
Mm.
But the good news is that I have two tickets to Zach Brown tonight at Country Fest for sale.
All right.
If anybody interested can reach me at 715-697-8601. And I live right in Wisconsin Rapids. So.
All right. 697-8601.
All right. Thanks a lot, Seth. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Got some tickets for the Zach Brown Band tonight at Country Fest. If you are able to go, if you're interested, 697-8601, the number to call. And you can hook you up with those tickets if you desire to go. Let's go ahead and check out what's coming up. What else is coming up this week? We started on that a little bit before the break. We'll keep this going. 424-2600, of course, is the number to call. And once again, a shout out to our sponsors, Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance Services, for providing sponsorship for this program. Coming up on Tuesday, the 27th, we've got Kathy McGrath from Port Edwards and her Marvelous Monarchs program. She is a monarch enthusiast that's been raising the butterflies for over 25 years. She'll explain the life cycle of the monarch and how you can raise them yourself and their importance as pollinators. How cool is that? It's a local, too. It's coming up three opportunities to do that on Tuesday the 27th, one at 11, one at 1, and one at 4 p.m. This is all at Helen's Zoo House at the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo, 1911 Gaynor Avenue. This is, of course, a free family-friendly event and open to the public. So this is coming up on Tuesday. Check it out if you have not done so. There's some more events coming up on Helen's Zoo House later on in the summer, and of course, we'll cover those when we get a little closer. Well, it's another sign that summer is here is, of course, the great Wisconsin Rapids City Band. This is their 160th year of performance. How cool is that? 160 years the City Band has been performing. Their next performance comes up on Tuesday, 7:30 on the 27th. Now, they will not be at Robinson Park, which is their normal venue. This one will be at the Performing Arts Center because they're going to be combining with the 132nd Army Guard Band. How cool is that? So this Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 27th at 7:30, not at Robinson Park, but at the Performing Arts Center combined with the 132nd Army Guard Band performing, I'm sure, some wonderful music. We also had a recent interview with the City Band and their conductor, Keith. Check that out. Go to Midday Magazine. Go to the archive on civicmedia.us. Click shows. Midday Magazine, you'll see it right there and find out more about the history and what the City Band is all about. Before we go on, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Seth.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're down in the market here. Send some people down.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. We've got live reporting, Gary. That is so awesome. You heard it here, folks. Go down to the market. It's a great day to head on down there. It goes open till 2, Downtown Farmers Market. Oh, thanks, Gary. That's great.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Live reporting. We got some of the best listeners in radio call in like that. Oh, that was great. You heard the man. Head on down to the farmers market. Go do that right now till 2 o'clock today. So that was great. All right, let's take another phone call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Got a John Deere Ryder mower for sale. 40-inch whack, new rubber, new blades on. $500 to take it away. If you're interested, give me a call, please, at 715-540-8078. And have a good day and stay cool.
All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate the phone call, 540-8078, for the riding lawnmower. If you are interested in that, he can help you hook you up with that. And yes, stay cool. Don't be like me and not have air conditioning. Fans help, though. Fans do help. I got to give fans credit. I'm a fan of fans. Moving on. Looking ahead to Wednesday, the next American Heroes Cafe will be happening at the Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. That's from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome for refreshments provided at no cost. We love our veterans. This is one other way we can support them and give them a very nice little respite in the morning. 7:30 to 9:30 at the Elks Lodge this coming Wednesday. One other thing we want to talk about for our veterans. Coming up on July 1st, that's next Saturday. There'll be a flag pickup at the ceremonies at 10 a.m. So if you're at the cemeteries, excuse me, at 10 a.m., if you are interested in helping get the flags for Memorial Day picked up, that is the opportunity to do it this coming Saturday, July 1st, 10 a.m., and they will be picking up all of those flags and at the various and sundry cemeteries in Wisconsin Rapids. All right, also coming up on this coming week, I should say, on Wednesday, another opportunity to donate some blood. This one's pretty cool in Plover from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Oso Brewing Company, 1800 Plover Road. I can't say if they'll be offering free samples, but it is at the brewery. So go ahead and check it out. The Oso Brewing Company on Wednesday, the 28th, from 11 to 4, 1800 Plover Road. Go check it out. They'll be having a blood drive there. We're going to be having some more blood drives throughout, of course, July. We don't want to slow down this summer. We want to keep things going and get those donations up and going. Wednesday also means bingo, of course, at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. There's also food offered by our good friends at Two Hearts Catering. They will be open for business as well. Go support the Elks and go play some bingo. Have some fun while you do it. They put on the American Heroes Cafe, and it's a great way to support them and all they do for veterans and students. Don't forget, the Elks also offer lots of scholarships. Well, we already talked about Thursday being Downtown Farmers Market, of course, 8 to 2 every Thursday. But it's also time for Lunch by the River. That's happening, of course, at Veterans Memorial Park from 11:30 to 1 every single Thursday at 112 2nd Street South in Rapids. Enjoy entertainment and exceptional food along the Wisconsin River. And that's each week is sponsored by a different business and is sure to be a summertime favorite. So go check it out. They've had some really cool acts. They've had some dancing there. They've had the Central Wisconsin Orchestra, had a quartet of violas there. How cool is that? Other music, go check it out. There's lots of great food. Oh, man, I can't tell you how many great meals I've had down there, but it's great. Go check it out. Lunch by the River next Thursday, the 29th. Also on Thursday, our friends at the Neighborhood Table will be providing their regular meal at their new location, 2321 West Grand Avenue. I don't know if it's considered new anymore, but we'll call it new for a little while. They haven't been there that long. 4:30 to 6 on Thursday is the time it'll be taking place. It's a community meal. Go check it out. Have a hot meal and check out their new digs if you have not done so. A lot of great space there now, their new great space for Focus and for the Neighborhood Table. Starting on Friday this coming week, that's June 30th, a juried mixed media exhibition exploring the beauty and brilliance of the monarch butterfly and to celebrate Port Edwards being a monarch village. There will be an opening reception on this coming Friday from 5 to 8 p.m., which will include a presentation by Kathy and Patrick McGrath, monarch butterfly enthusiasts from Port Edwards. The exhibit will continue through August 15th. This is taking place at Alexander House. It's open from 1 to 4, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, or by special appointment. More information, you can go to their website, alexanderhouseonline.org/events, to find out more about Monarchs in Art, the exhibition they will be showcasing there through August 15th, starting this Friday. Very, very cool. Lots of stuff about monarchs coming up, especially in the area here, very specific to Central Wisconsin and the Port Edwards area. Well, I think it's time for our final break of the hour here, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We're going to be going through a few things coming up on the 4th. We've got some information about the fireworks coming up on the 4th that our Mayor Shane Blazer provided us with this last week, plus a few other things to talk about coming up here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR, a locally grown radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Last segment here before we wrap up the show. I'm not feeling right. All I wish is to be alone. Thanks for joining me on this lovely Saturday. I know it's a little overcast, but the weather is nice. And it looks like we're finally going to get some rain, which is a good thing. It's also a good thing the rafters are not in town this weekend, so they won't have to worry about a rain out there, at least not here. Of course, it could travel into Michigan. We'll have to wait and see. Speaking of the rafters, tune in tonight. They are in Michigan right now. They're in Battle Creek. The pregame starts at 5:20 p.m. tonight. And then again tomorrow, afternoon game, 12:20 is the pregame for their game against Battle Creek on Sunday. So keep that in mind, everyone. Also, how many times can I say also? That means that the polka show will be preempted tomorrow. But stay tuned. We're going to have, Tim has told us he's going to have a special one coming up for the 4th of July, and we're very excited about that. So that'll be coming up next week as well. Tune in tomorrow on Sunday from 6 to 8 for Seth Faces the Music, talking about the city. I am looking also to do something for the 4th for Seth Faces the Music, so we'll see what happens. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do yet, but tune in 6 to 8 every Sunday for Seth Faces the Music. All right, before we get on to some stuff for next weekend, let's go ahead and grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. How's it going today?
It's going all right.
Doing all right. Okay. I got a real small child's mini bike that's like brand new. It's not one of the real cheap ones. It's a little nicer one, and I'm looking for $325 or best offer. And I bought it, and it had a couple issues, and I've repaired those issues, and it runs like brand new. A little kid can start this thing. I've got a smaller motor on it. It only does about 20 miles an hour, but it'll pull an adult.
Okay.
But it's really recommended for kids, and a kid could have the best summer he ever had if he had that little mini bike. And I'm looking to get $325 or best offer.
All right. What's your number?
5-498-1943, and I'm located in Marshfield. And if they're a ways away, I'd probably meet them halfway if they wanted to take a look at it and they were serious about getting their kid one of these mini bikes.
Sure. Just to double-check the number, 498-1543.
1943.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for the call.
You bet. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much. A mini bike for sale, if you're interested in looking at that. He said he lives living in Marshfield, but he's willing to meet you halfway. 498-1943, the number to call for that. Thank you so much for that call. All right, looking ahead to next Saturday, our friends over at Lake Sherwood are having their 4th of July celebration on the 1st. Starts at 10 a.m., goes till about 11 p.m. They got lots of stuff going on there. They've got a craft fair going till 3. They've got kids' games from 11 to 3. They've got a big beanbag tournament at 2. They've got adult games from 6 to 10. They got the ski team performing at 6:30 with fireworks at dusk. There'll be raffle tickets for sale at the bar. There'll be food. There'll be, oh my gosh, so much going on. It'll be a lot of fun, though. So check it out. That's at Lake Sherwood on July 1st. It's their 4th of July celebration on Saturday. Also in the Rome area on July 1st, the Lakes Area Artist and Brush and Palette Club art show will be happening from 12 to 4. It's held at the Woodland Church. This art show includes original art and prints, watercolors, acrylic, basketry, and mixed media from all over from over 10 local artists. Support local artists. It's a great way to do it. Go check out their art show coming up at the Woodland Church in Rome, July 1st, coming up next Saturday. All right, a couple of things I want to touch on here about the July 4th holiday here in Wisconsin Rapids. It is fast approaching, and plans are in the works to make this a safe, enjoyable, and memorable holiday for Wisconsin Rapids residents and visitors. The fireworks display will be launched for the Wisconsin River in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, per usual. The display will begin at approximately 9:30 p.m. and may be viewed along most of the riverbank in the downtown area, except for the launch and safety zone on the western bank of the river in front of the Grand Avenue Bridge to south of the Moravian Church. So keep that in mind. They'll be having some DJ start playing music around 6 p.m., and the national anthem will be sung by Don Johnson immediately after the fireworks show begins. Food and refreshment vendors will be located on West Grand Avenue on the west side of the river, including one at the Moravian Church. I'll get to that in just a second. And that's on 2nd Street South, south of East Grand Avenue on the east side of the river as well. The city band will be performing outside the Centralia Center at 220 3rd Avenue South from 7 to 8. The city does want to remind everyone that fireworks show relies upon donations from citizens and businesses, and donations are still being accepted. WIRapids.org/donate or contact the finance department at 715-421-8233 to donate. They do have a list of requirements, things to consider. I'm not going to go over all of those right now, but you can check out the website, and they have this information there as well. This is, of course, from the Office of the Mayor. Thank you, Mayor Blazer, for this information that you provide every year, hoping to have a nice, safe holiday holiday day. I'm going to say weekend, even, but it's a Tuesday, so I guess it's not really a weekend. So, or maybe we can just extend it all the way from Saturday to Tuesday. That's better, if you ask me. One more thing I want to mention, the Moravian Church will be having their brat fry again this year from 3:30 to 8 at the Moravian Church in the parking lot there, or in the area by the parking lot. Brats, hamburgers this year, adding a new item, and of course chips, other refreshments, popcorn, baked goods, all kinds of goodies happening from 3:30 to 8 at the Moravian Church. We do want to let everyone know that the parking lot of the church is reserved for those who need access. So handicapped folks or the people of those nature, that is what the parking lot of the church is reserved for. So keep that in mind. Please, we ask that you leave it for those who are in need and want to park there to get closer to the river. I think that's going to do it, everyone, for today on Over the Back Fence. I want to say a big thank you to James Maloff, who took over for me last week. I had a fun day in Madison last week. So big thanks to James for filling in for me. And I don't know if I got any more calls than he did last week. I hope I did, because, you know, I'm better than he is at this. Ooh. Did he throw down the gauntlet? I don't know. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks for calling in. Those who called in, we'll be back again next Saturday from 11 to 12 Over the Back Fence. Stay tuned. Coming up, we have the Cripes Cast from Charlie Behrens, and after that, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. And don't forget, tonight at 5:20, we've got Rafters Baseball live from Michigan. Join Joey at 5:20. That's when the pregame starts tonight. Tomorrow, same thing at 12:20, afternoon game in Battle Creek. Join Joey for the broadcast for that one as well. We are the home for your Rafters here every single game all summer long. Once again, I would like to thank everyone for joining me today. I will be seeing you again next week. I'll be seeing you during the week, too. I'm going to be joining the morning show a couple of times. We've got Playmakers coming up on Monday as well. Don't forget Trail Tunes on Thursday and WIRI 7 to 8. I quick had to put that one in there. Got to get all my shows in there, everyone. But once again, thanks to Jeff Clark and Associates for sponsoring the show. Big shout out to them. Thanks so much. If you want to check out any insurance needs with health, life, Medicare, they are the ones to call, and they will give you a hand. Once again, thanks for joining me this weekend, and we'll see you next time.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.